There's a few things we know. One is that the HER2 protein is still expressed. I mean, one thing could be that it just gets downregulated and you no longer have the target. We at least have enough data, not massive amounts, but enough to suggest that that's not a common mechanism. Now, one very recent finding that has emerged from the lab is that the downstream signaling pathways may be altered in patients who are resistant to Herceptin up front. And there's a protein called P10, which is part of the HER2 signaling pathway. And when cells are treated with Herceptin, one of the things that happens is that there's a docking protein called SARC on the cytoplasmic end, the interior end of the HER2 receptor, which releases P10 and allows it to be activated. What P10 does is it inhibits another protein called AKT. AKT is an important protein in cell signaling. It seems to have both a proliferative and a cell survival downstream signal, and patients that are resistant to Herceptin seem to have a higher likelihood of having lost P10. It turns out that P10 is lost in about 40% of all breast cancers, and in a very small series of patients that Nagata and colleagues published last year, they found that there was a disproportionate number of the non-responders who had lost P10. So this may be at least one mechanism of resistance.
What do we know about what happens when someone clinically progresses, and what's the sort of biologic rationale to continue Herceptin in the face of that? Of course, we don't know clinically whether we should or not, but biologically, what would be a reason to continue Herceptin?
Well, we don't know biologically either, so the rationales that you might hear are purely speculative. But one of them is that we know that Herceptin and chemotherapy seem to work synergistically, at least in the laboratory, and in the clinic, it's at least additive. And one of the questions is whether or not that synergy might exist with another chemotherapy, but maybe through another mechanism, so that when you become resistant to Herceptin plus a taxane, for example, that there may still be some synergy with Herceptin and another drug partner. We know that Herceptin has multiple effects, and we know that resistance and sensitivity to many chemotherapies have different effects. So that has been one of the main biological reasons to consider continuing Herceptin, which is different from the usual paradigms of cancer where we don't ever treat patients with any drug that has been associated with clinical resistance.